So, my boy, when we arrived in the city of Samnios, I was met by all the beings of our tribe who had remained on that planet, both old and young. And that same evening we called a general meeting to take counsel together, in order to find some way out of the situation. To this first meeting we also invited King Apollos, with whom our elder countrymen had already had many talks with the same aim in view. And that evening the king, addressing himself to all, began as follows. Impartial friends, personally, I am deeply sorry for what has happened and for all the trouble it has brought to those assembled here, and I am distressed in all my being that it is beyond my power to extricate you from the difficulties still ahead. You must know, the king continued, that the machinery of government of my community, as it had been established for centuries, is now radically changed. To revert to the old order is already impossible without provoking the wrath of most of my subjects. Things have reached a point where, by myself, I am not able to undo what has been done without bringing on serious consequences. And therefore, I beg you all, in the name of justice, to give me your help. I bitterly reproach myself, he added, in the presence of all of you, because I consider myself also greatly to blame for all these misfortunes. And I am to blame because I ought to have foreseen what would happen, for I have existed longer in these conditions than my young adversary, your kinsman, with whom I made the agreement known to you all. And to tell the truth, it was unpardonable of me to take such a risk with a being who, though perhaps of much higher reason than myself, is certainly less practical than I am in affairs of this kind. And so once more I beg all of you, and your right reverence in particular, to forgive me and help me to find a way out of this sad predicament. As things are now, I can only do what you will indicate. After King Apollos had left, we decided to choose from among ourselves several elderly, experienced beings who, that very night, would weigh all the data and draw up a plan of action. The rest of us then left with the understanding that we would reassemble the next evening at the same place, but to this second meeting the king was not invited. At this next meeting, one of the elders who had been selected the night before reported as follows. We pondered this lamentable affair the whole night through and discussed it in all its details, and we have come to the unanimous conclusion that there is no way out but to revert to the former conditions of government. Further, we are all in agreement that a return to the former order would unquestionably set off a revolt among the citizens of that community, and that this revolt would certainly be followed by all those consequences that have become inevitable on Earth in such circumstances. And, of course, many of the power-possessing beings of this community would suffer terribly and could even be completely destroyed, and above all, it seems impossible that King Apollos could escape such a fate. We then deliberated further to find the means of diverting these unhappy consequences, if only from the king himself, and we wished at all costs to succeed in this, because at our general meeting yesterday evening, King Apollos was very frank and friendly with us, and we should all be extremely sorry if he should have to suffer. And after a great deal of thought, we finally concluded that the king could be saved only if, during the expected revolt, the fury of his rebellious subjects could be diverted from his own person to those around him, that is, the members of his government. But then the question arose, would those near the king be willing to take upon themselves the consequences of all this? And we came to the categorical conclusion that they would not consent to this, for they would surely be convinced that the king alone had been to blame, and that therefore he should be the one to pay for it. After all this, and again unanimously, we came to the following decision. To save at least King Apelles from such a disaster, we must, with his consent, replace all the beings now holding responsible posts with beings of our own tribe. And while this mass psychosis is at its climax, each of them will have to take upon himself his share of the anticipated consequences. When our representatives had finished his report, after a brief exchange of views, we decided unanimously to do just as the elder beings of our tribe had advised. We then sent one of our elders to put the plan before King Apelles, who agreed to it, and renewed his promise to do everything according to our directions, and whereupon we resolved to delay no longer, but to begin the very next day replacing all the officials with members of our tribe. But after 2 days, it turned out that there were simply not enough beings of our tribe dwelling on the planet Earth to replace all the officials of that community. So we at once sent the ship Occasion to bring some more of our beings from the planet Mars. Meanwhile, King Apelles, guided by two of our elder beings, began, under various pretexts, replacing numbers of officials with our beings, at first in the city of Samnios. And when, several days later, our ship Occasion returned from the planet Mars, similar replacements were made in the provinces, and soon, everywhere in that community, all the responsible posts were filled by beings of our tribe. When all these changes had been made, King Apelles, still under the guidance of our elders, took the first steps to restore the former code of laws for the administration of the community. Almost from the first days, the restoration of the old order, as had been foreseen, began to have its effect upon the general psyche of the beings in whom the mentioned consequences of the properties of the maleficent organ Kundebuffer had been thoroughly crystallized. Discontent steadily increased until, not long after, that impulse arose among them which has become proper to the presence of the three-brained beings of that planet, and which, from time to time, inevitably moves them to start the process they now call revolution. During this revolution, they destroyed, as has also become proper to those three-brained phenomena of our great universe, a great deal of the wealth they had accumulated over the centuries, as well as much hard-won knowledge, which was lost forever. And they likewise destroyed the existence of many of their fellow beings who had already chanced upon the means of freeing themselves from the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundebuffer. And here it's interesting to note one most astonishing and incomprehensible fact, namely, that during their subsequent revolutions, almost all the three-brain beings there who fall into that psychosis, or at least the overwhelming majority, always destroy the existence, particularly of those beings similar to themselves who happen to be more or less on the track of freeing themselves from the crystallized consequences of the properties of that maleficent organ Kundebuffer, which, unfortunately, their ancestors had possessed. So, my boy, while the process of their revolution was running its course, King Apelles retired to one of his summer palaces outside the city of Samnios. Nobody laid a finger on him. because our beings had prepared their propaganda so that the whole blame should be placed not upon the king, but upon those around him, that is, the members of his government. Moreover, the beings who had fallen into this psychosis even grieved for their king and pitied him, saying that this miserable revolution had broken out because their poor king had been surrounded by such disloyal and ungrateful subordinates. When the revolutionary psychosis had completely died down, King Apelles returned to Samnios, and again, with the help of our elder beings, began replacing our countrymen with those of his former officials who were still alive, or with new ones appointed from among his subjects. And when the king had reestablished his former policy, his subjects again began filling the treasury with money and obeying their king's commands, and the affairs of the realm once more settled down into the old established tempo. As for our naive, unfortunate countryman who had been the cause of it all, it was so painful for him that he could no longer bear to remain on the planet that had proved so disastrous for him, and he returned with us to the planet Mars. And later he even became an excellent administrator there for all the beings of our tribe.